Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Week 16 of the NFL season. Can't believe we're already here. Starts tonight. Rams at Seahawks. A game you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan. It's perfect time to bring on our friend, Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, Ravens beat the Bengals 24-0 on Sunday. We're surprised. Were you surprised at that result?
Well, I was surprised by the score, but after watching the game, I wasn't surprised. I mean, that was a horrible performance by the Bengals. How many times did they jump off sides in that game? You know, how many pre-snap penalties did that team have? Like, it was embarrassing, like how poorly they played. And I've seen those games in Cincinnati before, going into the jungle. They've been great games. Last year's game was fantastic. And, you know, the game in Baltimore was good. But that was an embarrassing performance by Cincinnati.
Well, what did you think of Joe Burrow? Because it didn't look to us like he was particularly interested in fighting for a football victory that day. And you had the weird-ass comments from the middle of last week. And then he comes out yesterday, and they're like, do you definitely see yourself as the quarterback of the Bengals? And he starts to equivocate. Like, what played the game. You've been around the game forever. What do your eyes tell you is going on there?
Well, I mean, he's clearly not happy, you know. I thought last week, Jason, I thought we were, you know, maybe it was just, he's just tired of rehabbing and missing time and the accumulation of injuries. But now you're thinking, you know, because these players all talk to everybody around the league, and he's looking at organizations that, even though I say an organization like Chicago, which has been a mess, all of a sudden they got the right coach. They get the right players. They rebuild the offensive line the right way, and look at them.
Yeah.
And he's probably saying to himself, "Boy, that would be nice if we ever did. You know, if we ever did that."
Yeah.
So I think it's a combination of everything. You can't help but look at the Bengals organization. And if he doesn't go to bat for T. Higgins, he probably doesn't get his deal done. And Trey Hendrickson didn't do anything this year. And he's like, well, "It doesn't matter how good I play if we're never going to really be competitive, if we're never really going to have a chance to be a consistent winner." But that's not his job to do that, but it does wear on the quarterback where you get the microphone put in front of you every day. And so he might not like it, but it doesn't, all this stuff gets replayed. He knows it. He's smart.
Yeah.
Like, is that the look that you want for your part in this organization? Like, his job is to go out and be Joe Burrow and be awesome and let everything else fall where it may be.
Baldy, it was such a weird game all around, but Lamar just 12 pass attempts. He had a couple of rush attempts, but based on what you saw, is he starting to look more like himself?
No, I don't think so. Like, there was times, most of last year, certainly the last 2 years, you would say to yourself after studying him, there's no defense that can stop Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just that special. He saw the field when he was scrambled. They couldn't get him to the ground. Like, all these things, and now he doesn't look special. He's taking these sacks that he's always been sacked because he holds the ball, but you know, he's not getting. He got a couple of explosive plays last week, which made a difference. Obviously, the touchdowns to Ali and to Flowers were good, but you know, he's not that threat right now to run and to do the things that we're used to seeing him do. Like, are we going to see that again? Because we haven't seen it in 5 or 6 weeks now. And I don't know. He doesn't – like, last year you could have certainly made the argument that he was the MVP of the league, and you wouldn't have been wrong. But, you know, he's not in any part of that conversation this year.
Talking with Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's talk about their opponent this week, the Patriots. They got up 21-0 on the Bills, and then Josh Allen brought them back in the second half, and the Bills win 35-31. What do you think of this Patriots team that's coming to Baltimore Sunday night?
Well, it's easy to look at Josh Allen and say that he did that. He did. But they got pushed around up front by the Bills' offensive line. James Cook had a really good day. They ran the ball really well. They hadn't been pushed around. They've been very good against the run all year. But I thought they got pushed around pretty good up front. And Josh Allen right now is just, you know, he's just on a roll where he's just not going to be denied. It was important to get that score before the end of the first half to cut that lead to 21-7. But really, the Patriots – I mean, outside of that, the rookie's run, Stevenson's run, in the second half for 65 yards. I mean, they didn't do anything on offense. They didn't sustain a drive. They threw an interception. They weren't very good. So, you know, they got to be looking to bounce back. Nobody, no matter how many wins you have, and if you're favorites to win the East, nobody wants to go to the playoffs limping with two losses in a row, and who knows what else might happen.
Baldy, we saw some crazy stuff happen with the Patriots, and they basically had two dynasties in one. One that was kind of led by the defense and the run game with a young Brady figuring it out, and then a later stage Brady who became an assassin. I don't know that there's going to be a third chapter for Big Red. You had a long chapter in Philadelphia. You've now had a chapter in Kansas City that's been basically as long. Do they go from here? Would it shock you if he handed the reins to a Dave Tobe or a Spags? How sort of seismic do you think this is in Kansas City?
Well, I mean, it's seismic because it really starts with the blowout Super Bowl loss, and then you could call it a hangover this year, whatever. They never really got rolling outside of maybe 2 or 3 weeks. But I'll tell you what's interesting, Jason, about what your comment is. I'm down the field last week. I was doing that game last week in Kansas City. So I'm just kind of walking the field, and here's, you know, Ange's wife, Tammy, who I've known since the day she got to Philadelphia. And she just kind of bumps into me. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. She's with her friend. And I said something about Andy. I don't know. Oh, it was cold outside. I'm like, did Andy really get frostbite in that game against Miami? A couple of players. Oh, yeah. But he's got this ointment that he puts on his hands now, and it protects him if it gets like that again, blah, blah, blah. And she made it sound like Andy isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Andy is here to coach. Now, this is before, you know, they get knocked out of the playoffs. The quarterback goes down and all that kind of stuff. I kind of feel like Andy – even if he thinks about it, Jason, which I think everybody has to think about it at some point. What's your exit strategy?
Yeah.
After all these years, you have to think about it. But a lot of guys, they want to, not like Belichick. I don't think Belichick thought about it, and then the team just fell apart. and he was a part of it. But I feel like Andy wants to see Patrick, because of just how much he's in love to coach him,
yeah,
I think he wants to see him come back from this injury and get back on his feet and back to being Patrick Mahomes and seeing if he can get this team back into contention with Denver and the Chargers before he would walk away.
Baldy, big time matchup on Thursday Night Football tonight, the Seahawks against the Rams. Whoever wins tonight, you got a really good chance at winning the NFC West. How do you see tonight playing out?
Well, they played Week 11, as we remember, and Sam Darnold threw four interceptions that night, and they still only lost 21-19, and that was in Los Angeles. The Rams are going in there without Davante Adams, and you could say, okay, you know, because, I mean, the guy's got 14 touchdown catches, and he's the go-to guy in the red zone every time they get down there. Now, they can make up for it with their tight ends and with Puka, who had a bizarre week with his commentary, just a bizarre week.
Yeah.
I feel like it's AI talking and not Puka, to be honest with you. Yeah. But regardless, I feel like Seattle, maybe because they're in the Northwest and we don't get a chance to see them very much, but this is a really good team. John Schneider is a sharp guy. They have made every right decision. They fired the offense coordinator last year. Kubiak's in. They brought Mike McDonald in. Right choice. They brought in Sam Darnold. Pretty good choice.
Yeah.
They went and traded for Rashid Shaheed. They haven't made mistakes. They drafted Nick Emmanuel, and you would think, oh my gosh, is this a faster, bigger Kyle Hamilton? I mean, all these things, I feel like this is going to be their – I wish this game was Sunday night, you know, instead of Baltimore. I kind of wish, like, everybody should get a chance to see Seattle play. I feel like this is their stage tonight to go show the league that they belong with every other team in this league.
Baldy, the Packers lost at the Broncos. They had a lead in this, I think, in the early fourth quarter of that game. But they also lost Micah Parsons. How big a loss is that for the Packers?
It's devastating. When Micah got hurt at the end of the third quarter, they were up 23-21. They never recovered. Yeah. The things that Jeff Heflin was doing with Micah is what everybody should have been doing in Dallas before this. They put him in different spots. They moved him around. And when he got a chance to freelance, nobody outruns my – like, watch Bo Nix last week try to make throws on the dead sprint with Micah chasing him. He didn't complete one pass. Like, the things that he can affect the quarterback to do, they don't have. Rashad Gary can't do it. Nobody can do it. I think that the defense is going to take a big hit, especially on those downs when, you know, you got to get off the field. Mm-hmm. And I thought Michael was a big part of the success they had defensively and the overall team success. Chicago, I think they're going to be in good shape this week against this team that they just saw 2 weeks ago.
Baldy, thank you as always for your time. Buddy. We appreciate it. We'll chat next week.
Yeah. My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the weekend. Happy holidays, everybody.
Same to you,
brother.
Thank you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Northern Exposure coming up next. And the Browns, that was bad this weekend. They got blown out. We'll check in with head coach Kevin Stefanski, Northern Exposure.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed. Sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Max here on The Fan.
Yeah, there was a miscommunication early.
I think they mentioned that you guys had the wrong plays in the wristband on the first two drives. Is that accurate?
No. Yeah. Yeah. There was something, I don't know if the wristband got something on it or whatever it was, but there was we got that fixed pretty quickly.
Drive. Oh, no, the card just fell out. Yeah, it just fell out on the sideline. Yeah, that was it.
So you heard from Kevin Stefanski of his final days as head coach of the Browns. And Shedeur Sanders says the card fell out of his wristband. The Bears blew out the Browns. This was not a competitive football game. Bears won 31-3. And now we have Wristband Gate, a franchise that has embarrassing moments, found their way into another one this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, this is really – it's theater of the absurd, even for Brown standards. And – the bottom is falling out here, and they keep finding new ways to try to undermine a quarterback as a coaching staff who they clearly didn't want much to do with. The organization is not going to find out as much as they should have about Shedeur Sanders because the head coach, you know, waited to play him until he absolutely had to. The defense is now kind of soft quitting. Like the defense, it's like, let's get Miles his sack.
Yes, he wants his sack.
And everything else, you know, everything else is like whatever. I mean, this offense has been god awful forever. So, you know, we can start, you know, keep pacing ourselves and leaning into our oncoming vacation. It's not professional grade. I mean, this team is 6-25 since the start of last year. Who keeps their job? Like, how do you?
Hey, Deshaun Watson's on his way back.
I mean, dude, they've won 6 of the last 31 NFL games at a time when it's uber parity, where it's hard to be that bad. Like, it's falling apart. It's over.
You've been saying this for quite some time at this point, Jason. That Stefanski wants to be fired at this point. Like,
he's been there a long time.
He doesn't want to be there anymore.
Two-time NFL coach of the year.
But that's what I was going to say. I actually think Stefanski's a good coach in what he has been able to do with that organization. Now, this year's just been a total mess. But the Deshaun Watson situation, like, that screws him. That screws the team. That screws their ability in terms of roster building. He's got an $80 million cap hit next year, and then he's got one more year, and then that contract's finally off the books for them. But it just really hamstrings them. But you got to blow this thing up. It's bad.
The shame of it is they're so incompetent, and they have no quarterback. So that overshadows everything, and they're going to blow it up. But they had a good draft this year.
They did, yeah. Not
save, take away the fact they don't have a quarterback. And now they have two first-round picks because they traded – Jacksonville traded up. So a competent organization, you would say, has some building blocks. But do you trust the Browns?
Of course not. And Stefanski's clearly trying to get out of there. But, like, let's go look at the men that Jimmy Haslam has hired in his front office – and to be his quarterback, and to be his head coach besides Kevin Stefanski. I mean, the fail rate is impossibly high. One of them. One of them runs the Baltimore Ravens now. Haslam's going to be able to get them out of this or navigate this and find a head coach. I don't know if he's going to stick with Andrew Berry or not, but, like, Browns fans got to be pretty miserable right now. And there's a lot of drama going on with the stadium situation there, too. Yeah. Like, I every time you kind of say, well, that has to be rock bottom, they keep finding ways to get themselves into predicaments like this. And, like, the effort and sort of the fight rate, for lack of a better term, these last few weeks has been staggering. And, like, Buffalo doesn't usually do good as a double-digit favorite, and the Browns, when they're a big dog at home, tend to bite. But, like, there's a big part of me that thinks this could be 40-10 without Buffalo trying all that hard. Like, in what case, what are we doing?
And then you got Pittsburgh coming in next week. So you got back-to-back playoff-caliber teams, so it's not like that they're facing the Raiders again. Like, they could really bottom out.
They could finish 3-14, and it's just – but this is the same franchise that won one game, and then the next year they lost zero. I mean, won zero.
With Jason's guy.
Yeah.
Black wing. Yeah. Black lung. Yeah, I don't know where they go from here, and that's part of the reason why I think Stefanski has gone to these lengths is because he knows that Haslam hasn't hired anybody who's any good, and so Haslam might just be like, I can't find anybody better than this guy, so – I got to keep them, and that's why I think you keep seeing these ridiculous comments come out, or these ridiculous situations, like the center's never heard the quarterback's voice before.
Cadence.
Like, it's the wrong play sheet. Like, refusing to commit to Sanders. Like, running Dylan Gabriel out there while everybody's like he can't play. I think he's trying to force their hand. But I whoever Haslam hires, it'll probably be a disaster. And the defense, again, the defense, it's not a good look lately.
No. Well, but here's the question. Does Myles Garrett just get the record and shut it down, or does he try to get as many sacks as possible?
I mean,
I think he's killing himself right now.
Like, I think, you know, I think what it is what it is. He's not looked great against the run lately. I mean, it's bad film. Like, it's people around the league are like, I mean, there's so much bad football right now. It's easy to get obscured. But, like, what's happening in Arizona and what's happening in Cleveland, it's not really being talked about, but both defenses are kind of soft quitting. Neither team has what it probably needs. Like, Brissett's playing great, but, like, are you going to run Brissett out there next year? I mean, like, there's just so many necessary boxes that those organizations aren't checking right now. I mean, one stuck with Murray, the other one stuck with Watson. Like, I mean, how are you getting out of that? How much do you have to pay to get out of that? How much does it set you back to get out of that? Like,
so you got Watson, you got Murray, and you got Tua, three quarterbacks that teams are looking to get out of that it's going to be really difficult and painful.
But the Watson one, it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
It is what it
is. Well, Tua's fully guaranteed for next year.
I know, but I'm saying the entirety of Watson's contract.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
One more note in the division. Tom Pelissero just tweeted that T.J. Watt didn't practice again today and now appears unlikely to return for Sunday's game against the Lions. Of course, he got that slightly punctured lung, I guess. They said it wasn't going to be long term.
You better be pretty careful with that.
Yeah.
Especially it happened in the team facility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got very, Tyrod Taylor, same situation, right? In the facility, getting something done. Same exact thing.
I don't know if it's exactly the same, but it's similar.
Yeah. In the facility, getting attention from a medical person and gets his lung stabbed by a needle. Coming up next, back to the Patriots. And what about that run game that I think we're going to see a lot of on Sunday? We dive deep into it next here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm a fan. Ravens and Patriots this Sunday Night Football, and the Patriots run game. Now, Trevion Henderson was their second-round pick, got off to a bit of a slow start this year, but he's become the home run hitter for this team, and he's got over almost 800 yards rushing as we head into this game. 7 touchdowns. Ramondre Stevenson was battling some injury issues earlier this year.
Some fumbling issues.
Yeah, that too. He's the short yardage back, and I was just reading about an hour ago, like, he's also, they trust him more in pass pro. I read Trevion Henderson, he's like the second worst in pass pro in the NFL rating-wise, according to PFF. So If they in passing down, they don't love having Travion Henderson
and
out there.
Vrabel's an old school guy, and yes, that stuff's going to matter. Yeah, look, it's an interesting rushing attack. I think when you fold in the quarterback is what it makes it sort of interesting. Other than that, they get under center more than a lot of teams. They're seventh in the NFL in under center snaps. But like, they're not super special there. 4.1 yards per carry when they rush it under center. They do have 296 under center runs, sixth most in the NFL. The Ravens are 21st in the league defending under center runs, if you look at it, as you know, yards per carry allowed. 16 rushing touchdowns, middle of the pack. They're 19th in yards before contact per rush, 4.3 yards per carry, dead on the league average. But yeah, sixth in the NFL in scramble yards, and the quarterback, who I think his legs are going to be a big part of this attack coming up on Sunday, and he ran for 40 yards in the first half alone against Buffalo last week, and it wouldn't shock me if that kid had 70, 80 yards on the ground in a game like this, and if he ran it 10 or 12 times. Like, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility whatsoever. And yeah, Henderson is the dynamic back. He's the energy back. 450-yard rushes for touchdowns this season. That's tied for the most in NFL history by a rookie. Lenny Moore, hey.
Yeah.
1956, and Saquon, 2018, are the only other guys to do that. And he can also show up big in the screen game. Stevenson, I think, is just sort of a
plow horse.
He's a replacement level NFL running back. He's got power. He will show up in pass protection, and he can catch the ball okay as well also. But I think it's having to defend the quarterback's legs in critical moments that makes them a more formidable run team than the numbers might show.
Yeah, and Drake May's got the third highest scramble rate in all of football, and they really haven't faced a lot of quarterbacks that can run over the course of this year. You think of Josh Allen, you think of Patrick Mahomes and Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams really didn't run in that football game. But I'm also just curious how this Ravens team is going to hold up against a team that does commit to the run. They averaged 28.6 rush attempts per game. That's seventh most in football, and they really haven't fed the Jets and the Bears prior to that, but we all remember what happened when the Lions came into town on a primetime game and ran for over 200 yards against these Ravens. So stopping the run is going to be critical on Sunday to make them one-dimensional, to take them out of play-action situations.
There's a couple things, too, and Jason, I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, and you just said that the Vrabel's old school, which also means he brings Stevenson in the red zone, which I feel like the Henderson should be getting some of those carries, because Stevenson really had, there's nothing dynamic to what he does. The other thing with Henderson is it's kind of feast or famine. He's got seven touchdowns. He had one week four against Carolina, and then the other six were two apiece in three different games. Yeah. And then he has the two monster rushing games, 147 against Tampa, and then this week 148 against Buffalo. Doesn't have 100 yards in any other game.
Well, if you can limit his, if you limit the home runs, you take away like that, you kind of mitigate his impact. So if you can keep him from breaking one or more or over 15 yards, yeah, I think it can get a little frustrating for him. What they haven't really done much is lean into a game plan that has a lot of scripted runs for the quarterback. I think that could be changing here a little bit. Like, this is a team, you look at some of the teams in this league that have a good record, and Chicago playing from behind, fourth quarter craziness, Denver, Bo Nix, slow starter, take it over in the fourth quarter, play from behind, 10 comeback wins. These guys are the opposite. These guys have pretty much been up on most of the teams they've beaten. They've beat up on lesser teams. And so they haven't been in situations where you're trying to script stuff for your quarterback because, man, we really need to play here. We really need to play there. Like, they've been able to dictate. And last week when they had to play from behind, it didn't, you know, when the game started getting away from them, it didn't look really good. I truly believe that they're going to lean into May, who again, yeah, he scrambles a lot, but they haven't been calling a whole bunch of RPOs. They haven't been calling a whole bunch of mesh point scripted stuff for him. I bet we see that here. There's a time and place for everything, and that's something he did a lot of in college, and I think that's something he's very adept at, and I do wonder if that's an element that they lean pretty heavily into here.
It definitely make a lot of sense. And why do you think they really haven't leaned into that?
I don't think they've had to.
Yeah.
I mean, they like this kid throwing the ball. They've done a pretty good job of protecting him for the most part. He doesn't hold the ball a crazy long time. And I think he's got a pretty good internal clock about when to stop extending a play and when to throw it away. So they've been up on these teams at the half. Like, I think game script, things have just gone in a way. McDaniels has had really good early game scripts. They want you to make sure you know you're up against a kid who can throw a really good deep ball. And then they've got two back. So it's like, well, we don't really need him. They're like, we're bleeding games.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do a whole
lot. Put him at risk.
Do a whole lot with him. But that's there. And I think it will be a factor in this game.
By the way, if they do start throwing the ball, especially to Henderson, Aloe Gilman, who is they did win Defensive Player of the Week, but he's had some tackling issues in the past, and we saw that. What was the game where he kept? The Jets game where Breece Hall.
Breece Hall went off
because he's missing tackles. He's going to have to, when he's got an opportunity to tackle him in the flat, he's got to tackle him in the flat.
Well, I mean, Warren and Gainwell just combined for 80 some receiving yards. Like, yeah, I think it could be a problem. And now you've lost Teddy Buchanan. So, yeah, get Henderson out in space and throw the ball to him and see what happens. And again, this is not a team. I know they hit Burrow a lot last week, but I don't think Josh McDaniels is staying up at night saying, oh my God, I don't know how we're going to survive their pass rush. So
15 pressures.
Yeah. I think Drake May's going to acquit himself pretty well. I don't think he's going to necessarily look like an MVP. But I think they'll put him in positions where he can make this defense pick their poison a little bit.
Yeah, and especially if they're able to establish the run and they lean on that early and then you get into play action, you know they're going to try to hit some deep balls over the top on this defense.
Ravens and Patriots, Sunday night football. That means the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show live from the Horseshoe Casino starting at 5 o'clock. But coming up next, let's get some baseball in here. And with the hot corner, the starting pitching market has not moved in free agency, but the relief pitching market seems to be moving along rather swiftly. So who's left? Anybody that the Orioles should be jumping on while the shelves are starting to empty, we'll tell you next here on The Fan. So while and I mentioned it in the tease, the starting pitching market has not moved at all. All the big names are essentially still out there. But we're seeing bullpen arms of all levels signing. Your Brad Keller's signing. Your Caleb Ferguson's. Your Adrian Houser's. With all that in mind, is there somebody that's still out there at the Orioles you feel like should be jumping on right now?
Well, there are some potentially interesting reunions that are still there for possibilities.
Oh, man.
Could I interest you in a Danny Coulomb?
I could.
Could I interest you in a Sir Anthony Dominguez?
Yeah.
Could I interest you in a Hunter Harvey?
Hunter Harvey. Yeah. There was some talk they were going to trade for him at the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, that's all quasi-interesting to me. I think Coulomb is the guy I'd prefer.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to get lefties and righties out, provide a little bit of length, too. Not going to overpower you with velocity, but that six-pitch mix, he tends to get a lot of swing and miss because of the ability to mix and match. I mean, Sean Armstrong's another guy who
reunion.
I don't know that I'd want that reunion, but he's done a pretty good job since he left here. I mean, Evan Phillips?
Yeah, it's a reunion. In his arm mush?
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. He was a closer for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed. But yeah, there's plenty of options out there. And a lot of these guys have closed at least to some degree. And I frankly think it's something that doesn't have to happen now, but it has to happen.
It doesn't have to happen now, but I would like to see them at least bring in one arm in the coming week or two prior to the year ending, just because there needs to be some urgency with this, because they need multiple arms. Like, this isn't just one and done. And even if you move Tyler Wells to the bullpen, which I think we're all rooting for, like,
not him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's rooting for that.
I'm saying all of us in this room. I'm saying all of us in this room are, because that means they're going to go out and sign two starting pitchers or trade for a
Valenti's on board with that too. I texted him.
Not Boomer.
Did not Boomer.
Boomer's not.
Boomer's not.
Valenti.
Valenti's.
Valenti's in.
You need multiple arms.
Yeah. So you just alluded to part of it. I do think Tyler Wells is going to be in the bullpen when the dust settles. So that adds an arm. And quite frankly, maybe one of your other young starters is going to be in the bullpen as well. But that's still, again, you can't rely on the best case scenarios. You need to add arms to your bullpen.
But even like the other arm,
like Cade Povich could be in the bullpen.
Yeah, but you brought this up. Like, Keegan Aiken and Povich, that's kind of redundant.
I think it is.
So I right now, you got Helsley, you have Kittredge, you have Aiken.
Yenir?
Yenir, yes.
Yeah, but
are you going lefties?
They like him.
He's got options, and he's a guy that's going to have to make this club out of spring training. I'm just talking about guys that you feel pretty good about, and then if you want to toss Wells into the mix, that's four. There's some work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, look, could McDermott do something? I mean, I'm sure that they're going to give people opportunities. The Brandon Youngs of the world. I mean, there's different people who they're going to try to slot into different roles, especially if they do go and get two starters like we think they probably
But don't you want
will.
More proven pieces?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
I like we've liked the idea of Chase McDermott in the pen for a while.
I mean, it's something that should have happened last year. It should have. While they were trying everybody else out. And I know he eventually got hurt again, but there was a period of time where, if he's pitching the ninth inning in Norfolk, why doesn't he just pitch the seventh inning here?
Yeah.
But I think that's something that needs to factor into the equation, too, is McDermott's got an injury history as well.
Yes, he does. Yeah. They need to get they need to get a veteran reliever who has at least a dalliance with closing, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to be serious about
this.
That's
a good word. Yeah. I like that word. Sir Anthony Dominguez is a fascinating name, and he ended up pitching decent.
Get him for a year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset bringing him back. Why not?
He's volatile, but he pitched well for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Again, that would check this box. That would apply. That would address.
Coulomb is a name. The Coulomb is a name that has come up a lot, and that's a guy like they whiffed on that last offseason. They made the choice.
I
mean,
I also wonder if he might be like, you know,
yeah,
maybe. I mean, with them not even picking up his option last
year, that's what I'm
saying. That was just a
total. You guys thought Cino Perez? You'd rather give him whatever $6 million, whatever you gave him.
And the worst part, what makes him feel better though, if you give him some real money.
Well, sure,
that'll soothe the broken heart.
The worst part is he was their best reliever in 24.
Yeah.
And
they told you, this is what worries me about Grayson Rodriguez, is they were telling you they thought his arm was shot. And then he goes to Minnesota and he pitches great.
Sure.
So, like, should I be trusting them about what they think about pitchers' arms? Heck, they also,
maybe not.
As we brought up many times, Kyle Bradish was inevitably going to have Tommy John, but they kept throwing him out there.
Yeah. What was his quote? Pitching with intense pain or something along those lines?
Yeah. Yeah. Discomfort. I think he said significant discomfort. Yeah. They better learn from mistakes.
You think they do anything before the holidays?
I don't really know that for these guys, there's a burning desire that you have to do
it's
it.
It's been
now.
A different offseason, Jason.
Yeah.
It's been different.
They're making moves. Boom, boom,
I mean,
boom.
I think it's more likely to be a starter than a reliever, because there's a big
that's what I mean.
Of relievers.
I'm sorry, I was ambiguous. So you think they make any kind of move?
I mean, maybe somebody like a Michael King just says, hey, I'd like to when I go out with my wife on New Year's, I'd like to know who we're, you know what I mean? Where we're going to be renting an apartment or a house or whatever. Like there could be somebody who's just like, yeah, I'm kind of ready to know.
I want to adorn my Christmas mistletoe with the logo of the team.
Some ornaments delivered to my house.
Yes.
And maybe have someone come in my house and hang it on my tree for me.
Yes. That's how you do it. That's how the Jews do it. That's how we do our Christmas trees. Coming up next, Lucy Burge. We didn't get to talk to her last week. She is going to be back with the vengeance. She's from DraftKings, and she joins us next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.